There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are joined in the studio now by vets Dr. Ray and Dr. Zenia from Energetic Panacea. That's on Al-Wassel Road in Jumeirah. Both looking very summery and glowy. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. It's great to have you both in the studio. I know it's a bit of an ask to get you away from clinic. Is things busy at the moment?
Quite busy, yes.
What's keeping you busy? What's coming in?
Plenty of cases. We have Jade, now is getting better. We have some other cases.
Yeah. Yes.
We have, I think, people that before they go away, they want to be sure that everything is 100%, that they're not going to have a call from anyone, friends, saying that, oh, I think he's not well. So they go and check and have all the vaccinations ready before they drop them in the kennels and deworm. Usually this time of the year is quite busy.
People are trying to get their heads around what the summer's going to look like. We have got you both here for an hour until 2 o'clock this afternoon answering pet-related questions. So if you're a bit concerned about your cat or another word beginning with D for your dog, you can get in touch 4001 on the text or messages on the Dubai Eye Messenger app. It's always a really, really busy show, so do get in touch. If you haven't got the chance to go to the vet this afternoon, we will try our best to answer your questions. And because it's a busy show, we always struggle to fit in our mystery animal clues. We want to give you and your furry friends the chance to win a 2-month supply of Royal Canin pet food. But you're going to have to do this.
What's the animal?
You need to make a good guess. So Ray and Zenia are going to be sharing the clues this afternoon. Who wants to go first?
I can start.
Ladies first.
Okay, ladies first.
So clue number one, please.
So today's mystery animal is a fish found in tropical and subtropical waters around the world. Its skeleton is made completely of cartilage and its mouth is located on its belly. It has a long tail with a sharp barb at the end containing venom that today's mystery animal will employ to defend itself against predators.
There you go. Mouth on its belly and a long tail with a sharp barb. Do you know what today's mystery animal is? If you do, you could be winning a 2-month supply of Royal Canin pet food. Dr. Ray's looking confident. You send in your name and your guess, 4001 on the text, or you can send us a message using the Dubai Eye Messenger app and we'll put you into the draw. Lots in the headlines at the moment, guys.
Animal news.
How pet friendly is your place of work? Or is that a silly question given that you work at a vet's? Have you ever brought your own pets into work, you guys?
Yes, I had mine yesterday.
Really?
Because we did pest control, so yes.
What pets do you have, Dr. Zenia?
4 cats.
You brought 4 cats to work? What was that like in the clinic?
No, it's fine. They have their checkup. Blood tests, grooming, bath.
VIP.
Yeah, VIP. Cat boot camp. Love it. What about you, Ray? Have you brought in any of your pets into the clinic?
When I used to have a dog and I used to bring her. It's very pet friendly, as people, our clients and friends know. We are very chilled and everyone... workers or even the usual dogs that stay with us, they hang around. Or
it's a social occasion.
Yeah.
I've only ever worked in one office where people would bring their pets in, and we had this big lumbering, smelly black Labrador that would break wind under everybody's desk, and it was all part of the charm of working there. But I think pet friendly offices actually could be a thing of the future, and they've done a big survey in the US. This is a survey done by Wellness Natural Pet Food, and they have found that being able to bring your dog into work is actually a huge perk. In fact, 37% of pet parents would sacrifice benefits like holiday time or even take a pay cut for the ability to bring their pet to the office. And I get it, to be honest. I think about, you know, the pet sitting costs, things like that. It would be pretty amazing. You know, obviously you eliminate the need for a dog walker or a pet sitter. You're not thinking about separation anxiety as well. One called Zogix, is based in Massachusetts, and it was ranked 7th in the US for being pet friendly, and they offer paternity leave if you have a new if you get a new pet at home. How amazing would that be?
I think it's a very good idea. I think, of course, there will be issues in some companies, but overall, I think would bring everyone would be more relaxed. People will probably start talking more with each other.
They said that 44% of pet parents said they would consider a career change if it meant a pet-friendly workplace. And 32% of respondents feel they'd be more productive with a pet in the office. I don't think I'd be more productive.
Yes, but we have to consider that the pets that are coming to the office have to be well-behaved.
Yes, they have to get on. Because that could be some interesting pack mentalities a few scraps around.
Exactly.
Lots of guesses coming in for our mystery animal and some questions coming in too. We'll get to as many as we can over the next hour. You can get your question into the mix and join the conversation 4001 on the text line. You can message us for free on the app, or you're more than welcome to give us a call 04 423 1010. And don't forget, if you do use the Dubai Eye Messenger app, you can actually attach a photo. So rather than trying to explain that cut or rash or gunky eye, send us a photo and we can show our vets here in the studio and get their diagnosis. Here's a question about flea collars, guys. No name on this one, saying, I recently got my dog a flea collar, sleeps on the bed with me, and I'm concerned about the effects of the active ingredients on my health and my dog's health. Did some research online and opinions are mixed. Some claim it's a carcinogen for humans or dogs, and some say it has no effect to humans. So which is it, and are there any precautions I should take while my dog is wearing that flea collar?
I think it should be safe, huh? If it's safe for our friends, it should be safe also for us. Okay. Of course, not get in contact, and every time it touches, just wash your hands. But otherwise, I find it very difficult or impossible to accept that it can provoke cancer in pets, and otherwise it wouldn't be
on the market as well.
Exactly. Yeah. They are tested, they are checked. I would recommend definitely just to contact the brand and email them just to be 100% sure. But that's easy. That will take 5 minutes, and I'm sure they will help with an answer.
But kind of related, but not related. Every time you guys are in, I'm asking you about tick solutions, because our dogs have had tick problems for years and years and years and years and years. And you said you had your pest control guys in this week. We've done this in the past. Well, the one thing that we have found that works, and this is after using the spot on stuff, after using everything, all the sprays, is the tablet. So if anyone is thinking about how to treat their ticks on their dogs, we use that 3-month tablet, and you guys carry it, I think.
Yep.
Don't you?
Right. Yep.
Really, really effective.
Which is out of stock now.
Oh, it's because we bought them all.
The large breed, the small breed.
You need to, be reordering, guys. Question here from Path, saying, question, my dog gets aggressive towards others when he's around my wife and I. If we aren't around, then he doesn't bark or show aggression towards others. Help.
I think this is something that has to be consulted with a behaviorist.
So why would he be kind of aggressive?
Because he's protective, and maybe he feels that we are not very confident.
Okay.
So I think first of all we have to be confident and not be afraid that something will happen, because the dog feels our kind of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Right? And reacts. Yes, exactly. Gets the vibes and reacts.
So he seems to be aggressive towards others when he's with their wife and Path, but when they're not around, doesn't bark or show aggressive. So clearly is showing a lot of protective vibes towards the two of them. What do you think a behaviorist would suggest, really, in terms of easing that anxiety, or what tips?
Repetitive training with restoring the confidence and repetitive training. I mean, bring people and show the dog that everything is fine. Socialize, give a reward. Let him get used to bearing in mind that he's there, but doing. Everyone needs to continue with their lives. Show a normal behavior. Otherwise, if they stop, if they are aware, and they transmit, like Zeni was saying, some anxiety, and that might what triggers these changes.
But okay, hope that helps, Parth. When we come back, you'll have your next mystery animal clue and more of your questions answered.
Stay up to date with the latest news.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
Welcome back. You've got me, Helen Farmer, until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and it's the Animal House. It's your chance to have your pet relation questions answered right here in the studio. We've got Dr. Ray and Dr. Zenia joining from Energetic Panacea, it's on Wassell Road in Jumeirah. And lots of questions coming in. Also, lots of guesses for today's mystery animal, and we'll have another clue for you coming up very, very shortly. The clinic is open, and we've got a question here about going to the vet. No name on this one, but saying my 3-year-old collie hates going to the vet. He has to be muzzled and pinned to the wall for injections. Should he be sedated for every visit? Is there an alternative?
Well, there is an alternative, and actually it could be a house call service. So the vet, instead of the dog coming to the vet comes to the dog. Maybe it's going to be better.
Mm-hmm. Another option would be bring the dog regularly, just say hi, check the weight, have a treat, hang around, say hi to us, not to be connect with the injections and a stressful moment. Exactly. Get him used to the car, going in the car, and say hi and smell other dogs, and then usually very often it does help.
Okay. Unrelated question. This is cats, the one that really made me smile. From Denise, saying, my cat enjoys sitting on my robot vacuum cleaner. Why does he do this, and is it safe? I mean, I think he probably just likes how it feels.
How does the robot vacuum cleaner looks like?
It moves around the floor. Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why cats are so funny, because each one of them has a different. There's a different habit.
Please film this and put it on YouTube. But you think it should be safe?
And I've seen some videos also, and they just like to be, well, they think they are the kings and queens of our houses.
They
probably just hang around and say hi to everyone that way.
So nothing to worry about. But please do film it and send us the video. On the topic of kind of pet hair, actually, because I know a lot of people get these robotic vacuums just to kind of really keep on top of things when you're out the house. Pets do shed a lot. But there's something surprising from your bathroom that might be good for picking up pet hair. Someone who shall remain nameless, but they haven't revealed it, they just put a photo online of their husky called Jedi, and said that they have found something like a pumice stone, which you use for getting the rough skin off your feet, is incredible for getting hair off the seat of your car. You just move it across, it picks up all the hair, which then you can gather into a ball and throw it away. And how easy is that? We're always buying those sticky roller, lint rollers. Always, which then our dogs love chewing. So good tip there, pumice stone for removing hair. Do get your questions coming in for Ray and Zenia here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. We will do our best to get to as many as possible. But you know what? Let's squeeze in a clue.
What's the animal?
Dr. Ray, clue number 2 for your chance to win a 2-month supply of Royal Canin pet food, please.
Today's mystery animal... a flat body which helps it conceal itself in the sediment at the bottom of the ocean, where it waits for its prey. When food approaches, today's mystery animal will use its flat body, raising up in a way that causes a suction force to pull the prey under it, conveniently near to his mouth. Although today's animal dates back 150 million years to the Jurassic period, It is now a threatened species due to habitat loss, overfishing and climate change.
Do you know what today's mystery animal is? Send in your guess and your name 4001 on the text line. You can send us a message for free using Dubai iMessenger app. We'll put you into a draw to win a 2-month supply of Royal Canin pet food. Question here about Shih Tzu saying, I have a Shih Tzu who's 3 years old and has been house trained since he was a puppy. And recently, for the last month, he's been marking at a specific area that's right in front of the door. We take him out to pee and he pees, and he has a doggy door to leave from, but he pees on this spot every day. We clean it up and we punish him, but he keeps doing it. Any help is appreciated. Any insights on this one, guys?
Is he sterilized? Do we know?
We do not know.
We do not know. This is something that... Yes.
Well, first don't punish him. I always say to do a positive training. There's obviously something. I would change things around. Is it a door? But yeah, or leave the door open, or put something in a way that can change the habit, or a gate before the door. I don't know. And of course, there's something that is triggering this habit. But try to, not to punish them.
And if it's been happening for the last month, could there be any medical implication for marking or anything like that?
It's not marking a specific territory. Usually when they have UTIs, we see that they're struggling to pee, and they leave drops of urine, and they have other symptoms. But if he has this specific spot, maybe it's marking behavior. Mm. So we have to, sometimes neutering really solves this problem almost immediately, sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Just one thing, just regarding the how to get the hairs from the cars.
Oh, do you have a tip, Dr. Ray? No,
yes, and it's a very important one, is brush your hair, brush the your pet's hair every day or as needed.
What and if that they will, hate it, it's, though?
There's some gloves that when you cuddling them, it removes the hairs. And one more thing, it's all about habit. If you take him to a nice place, give a treat, and slowly start with the brush, brushing, and then a few days later repeat it, and at some point he will know that he will have a treat or will go for a walk, and you will be able to do it every day, and everyone will. Okay.
And especially important as we're coming into summer, to making sure that that kind of unnecessary hair is stripped out of their coats. They're not carrying too much. Lots of questions coming in, and lots of guesses for our mystery animal too. So do keep them coming. 4001 on the text line, or send us a message on Dubai iMessenger app. And you're also more than welcome to give us a call, 04423 1010. A question I think a lot of people are going to identify here with. Andrew's asking, my wife and I have 5 cats and a dog, and we've been offered opportunity to adopt either one cat or a bonded pair. We're considering it since we have a large house, 6 bedrooms, and they're all up to date on their checkups and shots, and we completely spoil the ones that we have. A little worried what people will think, including our vet, who's a pretty chill person. If one of your clients took excellent care of their pets and the pets were happy, would you care about how many animals they had?
No. I think everybody's free to have as many animals as he can offer to... if he can offer them good food, good quality food, veterinary care, space.
Yeah, unfortunately there are so many strays and that need help. Of course, if it's all within reason, but yes, if they have room, and if the cats they have are nice, what I would probably recommend is to adopt or to start with to foster, see how things go. If everyone is fine, and usually also the young kittens tend to adapt, of course, easier. If everything goes well, and if you're in 1 month, 2 months, everyone's happy, that should work.
Yeah, as well, something very important is when somebody relocates and goes back home, we always have to consider if they can take the animals' pets back, because there's no point having a lot of pets here, but not being able to take them back. That's why we have
So think
a
about
lot of abandoned birds.
Exactly.
Okay, so as you say, so if you can provide the food, you can provide the veterinary care, and you do have the finances to relocate, if you needed to, 7 pets, then exactly. Go for it. You wouldn't judge it as a vet.
I wouldn't.
But what's the most number of cats that any of your clients has?
Can't say.
Go on. Roughly.
50, more than 50. 50.
50.
More than 50.
50.
Yeah.
No. Well, after some point, you just don't count them.
And you certainly stop giving them names.
Exactly.
Keep your pet-related questions coming in. We'll get to them as soon as we can and get to as many as possible. So when we come back, your third and final clue.
Missed a show or want to hear it again?
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I want to let it take control. Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
There you go, Shawn Mendes, There's Nothing Holding Me Back. We're playing some music for you this afternoon because we're trying something new and really exciting here at Dubai Eye 103.8. And we'd love you to be involved. From July, we'll be playing your favourite songs of the summer, and we want you to help shape play that playlist. Now, this is also your chance to win a fabulous family holiday for four to Sicily. So just go to the homepage, that's DubaiEye1038.com, and take part in a really quick music survey. It's for your chance to win that family holiday for four and hear the music you want to listen to from July. The clinic is open. It is Animal House here with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon with me, Helen Farmer, as I'm joined by Dr. Ray and Dr. Xenia from Energetic Panacea. Lots of questions coming in for you guys. But before we get to those, I want to talk about our topic of the day, which is about health in young pets. And these could be pets that we may have rescued from the shelter. There may be pets that we've adopted from friends, or they might be animals that we've got from pet shops. What are the things we should be looking out for in young cats and dogs when we bring them home, Ray?
First, I totally recommend once you have them to bring us to us or to your vet, of course, and to have a general check. He will definitely give you the recommendations, but they are, of course, check if everything is okay, check the teeth, ears, all that, go through a lot of questions, and start, of course, with deworming internally, externally, and set up a plan for vaccinations. Very often we wait a couple more days to let him settle in, keep the dog or cat or your pet as a non-vaccinated, so keep them very, very in safe areas. Okay, let them get used to the food, to the new house, and then come back to start with the vaccination, so that the family can. We'll have more questions then, and we'll have now that he's that they are settled in, they will show a normal behavior, and then we can be a bit more objective about them.
We do hear a lot of people who have bought from pet shops only to find themselves with pets who are in actually very poor health and often quite exactly. A lot younger than they thought they were. What kind of issues can pets from pet shops that have been brought in from other countries be facing, Dr. Zenia?
Well, they can have the usual parasitic diseases, ear mites, almost all of them, ringworm, the fluffy kittens as well, very, very often. We see ringworm, kennel cough, as well, very often we see that. And now most of them are vaccinated at least on some extent, but because most of the places, depending on the pet shop and depending the who imports them here, they are always younger, mm-hmm. because officially they cannot travel, pet animals cannot travel when they are less than 3 months old, and the breeders, especially from some countries, I just want to get rid of the puppies. They cannot keep them 3 and 4 months. So they want 1 month, 1.5 month. Obviously, vaccination will not work if we do it very early. We don't see very, very often cases like parvo. This is usually affects the shelters and the stray animals that much. But it can always be a case. We from specific animal markets, we know everyone which markets I'm talking about. Yes, they're coming in terrible condition. Diarrhea, vomiting, nightmare.
But even if the animal does seem in good health, you think it's worth bringing to a vet just to have a checkup?
That's an absolute must. That's a must.
And how can I say this? How truthful are often vaccination books if you have bought a pet? Is it worth often doubling up just to be sure, or could that harm the animal?
Depending on the stamps, we compare the age, we see when was it done, if it makes any sense. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't make absolute any sense.
We know about the teeth and the size and the breed that the time of the first vaccinations, they were probably not even born. It's a bit it's a bit area, a bit complex that we should be careful, but I think that the shops, they do now, many of them are aware also of these issues, and they take care, they call their own vet, they have them checked, restart vaccinations, and that's good.
Okay.
It's slightly improving the situation if I compare it when I first came here and started working 5 years ago, but slightly.
Mm-hmm. Still a long way to go. Mm. Okay. How about some of this?
Animal news.
Meow. Now, in National Geographic, they have put out a story about dog flu. Now, I don't know what dog flu is, and I would love to get your take on this. So a study about the new strain of canine influenza has been making waves, and it's been talking about triggering a human pandemic. What is dog flu, guys?
Again, it's a disease that the signs are very similar, blocked nose and a little bit of temperature, and it's something that we can easily be addressed. But again, those news, I think they are a bit just too... there's not much scientific substance there, you know.
It's about the headlines. Of course,
they are our best friends for thousands of years, because they have their own issues, and we have ours, and that keeps everyone away from each other's complications or diseases. But in this case, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
So if my dog is sneezing and we think he might have the flu, it's unlikely that I would catch it.
The virus are different, yeah.
Okay, so we think this might be making headlines and perhaps not substantiated.
Yeah, now everything, especially that is, if it's made up, we'll do the headlines in some way.
What if you suspect that your dog has got the flu? What can you do about that?
Again, just monitor. The most important thing are the vital signs. If he's still moving around, eating, passing urine and stools, and with appetite, should be fine. If at any point see that anything too quiet, too blocked nose, if he feels warm, then just give us a call. Very often on the phone, we can just guide them and let them know, like, listen, just keep a few more days or a few more hours under observation. Or we can say straight away, listen, that doesn't sound good, so bring him straight away.
Is there a vaccine for dog flu?
Yes.
So that could be done as well ahead of time.
It's part of the core vaccination with every dog.
Okay, question here. About we. How much cat urine should I collect for a urine test? My vet needs it. My cat peed on the kitchen floor and I collected about half an ml using a syringe. I'm taking her to the vet tomorrow. Is half an ml enough? That's not a lot.
Well, it can do its job, but I think the best thing is to ask the specific vet that is following the case, and depending what is he need exactly.
How do you collect it?
But can I... Yes, that's there's two issues here. One is will struggle to collect the amount and might come contaminated. Okay?
If it is on the kitchen floor, there might be chemicals on it.
Exactly. Or the bacteria, or the dog was something before. So the best thing is to have a clean litter box or clean area. In this case, a litter box. Go to your own vet, request a special litter that is made of plastic that you can change and use it for some hours, and then collect, and then you'll have plenty.
All the way. Yeah. All right, exactly. I think we can squeeze in one more clue.
What's the animal?
Dr. Zenia, third and final clue for your chance to win a 2-month supply of Royal Canin pet food.
So, today's mystery animal may be familiar with some of our listeners from their childhood. A 1960s TV program featuring a cast of puppets shares its name with today's mystery animal. It featured a technologically advanced combat submarine named after the mystery animal and a team that fought against a tyrannical underwater king named Titan.
There you go. If you're a child of the 60s, you might know today's mystery animal. Cast of puppets in a combat submarine. When we come back, we'll be revealing the answer to today's mystery animal, and we'll also be answering your questions.
Get your Dubai Eye feel at DubaiEye1038.com.
I'm Helen Farmer and you are listening to The Animal House. The clinic is open, here to answer your questions about all things pet related, as I'm joined by Vets Dr. Ray and Dr. Zenia from Energetic Panacea on Al Wasl Road in Jumeirah. Lots of questions coming in for you guys. Let's get to as many as we can before 2 o'clock. One here from Anil saying, have an 8-year-old male husky not neutered. He's taking longer to urinate, stays with his leg lifted for around a minute. Sometimes only small amounts of urine come out, no blood, pee is normal colour. But other than that, everything else is fine. Eating and drinking normally, playful, just normal. Any advice?
Well, that could be UTI generally, or could be something pathologically related to the urinary system, maybe stones. So it's definitely something that
Should be checked. Usually, sometimes the urine, the presence of infection of blood. You can't even see by the color. And one more thing, it might be also causing this. They are very small crystals that can block. There's inflammation that can produce this. They are bladder stones that can be also triggering this. That's so many things. But yes, definitely seems to have should be checked by their own vet and bring first a sample when he goes to with his husky. Yeah.
Next challenge: get a urine sample from your husky. You know. Question here about cats saying we have ants in our apartment and they keep migrating to the kitty's food. I've looked online and the majority of websites agree that white vinegar is a good way to get rid of them. As I was dowsing the area, my kitties could not get enough of the vinegar. One was sniffing the bottle like crazy while the other one was licking the floor and purring loudly. I've looked online to see if cats were drawn to vinegar, but it seems that cats normally don't like it. I'm wondering if I should be concerned.
Concerned? Not.
Yeah, it's a natural... Exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't be much worried. I would just probably suggest to put a bowl of water and in the middle put a bowl with the food. And that way, the ants can't get to the
Clever.
Yeah.
Or not leave the food. Let the cat eat, so finish the food, and don't leave food.
Okay, hope that helps there. Question here about, back to we again. Question here from Stephen saying, I have a vet appointment tomorrow as my collie/Jack Russell pup has started to leave little yellow spots wherever he's been sat down or laying down. It started very recently and I'm worried that I'm overreacting and that I'm going to be stressing out with a vet visit. Is it normal? He's more collie size, normal weight, very active and zero other symptoms. So little leaving little wee spots.
First, to be sure that there are wee spots, okay? Sometimes there are infections that minor local infections that are in the proboscis, you know, and that they can drop wherever they are. It's something that it's very frequent and nothing to worry. Now, if it's urine, I would probably have it checked. It might. I don't know if the case is if he's excited and that happens, how many spots, if there's a trail of checked. Yeah.
Jack, don't assume it is.
Yeah, and
the
he was worried with stress of his dog, just take him. He gets to use. He's still young. Show that it's a nice place to go. Have his weight checked. Say hi to everyone. Probably have a treat and get others used to other smells. And that's it.
Okay, hope that helps there. We're squeezing one last question with a quick answer, if that's okay. Saying, my dog is 15 and has had health problems recently. Nothing the vet thinks is especially serious. Her last checkup was in December and vet said she was happy and healthy for another year or two. She does have minor heart problems and trouble with wheezing, but the vet seemed confident they aren't pressing or drastically affecting her quality of life. In the last few weeks, though, her personality has shifted dramatically. She's been independent and disinterested all of her life, but now she's become my shadow. Do dogs change? Is she afraid of dying alone? I left the apartment for 30 seconds early and she was quivering and whimpering by the door when I came back. It just seems unlike her.
Well, dogs, all dogs can suffer as well from dementia, like we do. So it's something that could be the case, and you could always try to supplement. There are some medication that will help, some supplements.
Yeah.
I
would just add one more thing. Things do change when they are this age very quickly, okay? So I know that it's been checked recently, but things can now be showing up. So go, nevertheless, have possibly bloods, a physical exam, and then, like Zeni was saying, there might be related, of course, with dementia.
Okay. Dr. Ray and Dr. Zeni from Energetic Panacea, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. Thank you for your insights and wisdom as ever. Now, the answer to our mystery animal question this afternoon for 2 months' supply of Royal Canin pet food, the answer was this.
We are about to launch Stingray.
Stingray! 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 guaranteed to be stuck in your head for the rest of the afternoon. And if I'm suffering, then you're suffering too, my friends. Now, the winner was Kevin and his 5 rescue cats. You are the winner of a 2-month supply of Royal Canin pet food.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.